Macmillan Audio presents The Dame by R.A. Salvatore, read for you by Eric Singer. Prologue. Brother Pinawer hooked a finger inside the collar of his brown woolen robe and jerked it back and forth, suddenly feeling uncomfortably warm and itchy, so itchy, as if a thousand little insects were crawling across his skin. But it wasn't the sun or the wind that had this young and healthy rising voice in the Abelican church squirming. He knew that he should leave the wall immediately to report the dramatic and troubling sight before him, but he found that his legs would not answer his call. He couldn't turn away, but was mesmerized, as were the other brothers of Chapel Abel who were working on the main wall this day, by the long lines of ghastly wounded men. Ghastly wounded, and with many dead along the road behind the lines, no doubt.
"Someone inform Father,"
another dumbfounded monk managed to remark. The sound seemed to break Pinawer's paralysis.
"Set them in the courtyard," he instructed his many juniors. "Gather servants with blankets and fresh water, and brothers with all the soul stones we can muster."
He cast a pensive glance down the long slope to the southeast, to the seemingly endless line of casualties. He tried not to think about the many excruciating deaths he would witness that night. When he climbed down from the wall, the horrible vision mercifully lost to him, Pinawer found his footing and his purpose, and he sprinted across the wide courtyard, past the lower buildings of the gigantic chapel complex to the main keep and the office of Father Yurkris Artolivan, the oldest man in the Order of Abel. Artolivan looked every bit of his more than 80 years that day, slumped behind his desk, his skin sagging, his eyes dull.